请我们一起来看圣经哥林多后书九章十五节。
Let's all turn to the Bible. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书九章十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15.
十五节，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
神给我们的恩典是很多时候我们是数算不完的。
There are many times that we cannot number the many blessings from God.
神的恩赐恩典常常也是让我们难以形容的。
And it is often indescribable regarding the gifts and blessings of God.
在这里保罗他说他感谢神，因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
And here Paul says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
在这里保罗这个恩赐用的是单数。
Here Paul says "gift" singular.
很有可能呢，就是指着第八章、第九章他所讲的事情。
And most very likely he was referring to chapter 8 and chapter 9 of the same book.
是在在写。这个弟兄姐妹在财务上的这种行善。
In chapter 8 and chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians talks about the generosity of the financial offerings from the members.
这个财务是一个很真实很现实的我们所拥有的。
Financial is often very realistic and it can be counted as what we have.
这个我们常常是有还要更多。
Many times we have and we want more.
有五千看能不能把它变成一万。
We have 5,000 when we're trying to turn that into 10,000.
这个人常常总是觉得还不够。
Because as men, we often feel it is not enough.
所谓够了呢就是比现在再多一点。
And what is enough is considered a little bit more than what I currently have.
所以很多人常常自己都舍不得来花用。
And therefore, often we will not be willing to spend what we have.
那更不用说那么慷慨的来给别人。
And not to even mention that we will show generosity to give to others.
所以当时的弟兄姐妹他们能够用财物来帮助那些缺乏的人。
So back then, the brothers and sisters from church, they were able to financially help those who are in need.
那保罗甚至提到马其顿那里的弟兄姐妹，他们这么乐意的来给予，甚至是超过了他们的能力。
Paul also described how the Macedonian churches not only were they willing to give, but they were they give beyond their ability.
这个对周遭的人来看，这是一个难以想象、难以形容的一件事情。
And for others in their eyes, it's often indescribable and hard to understand.
那对这些行善的弟兄姐妹，他们却做得非常的甘心乐意。
But for the brothers and sisters who are doing good, they do it with a willing heart.
不但没有舍不得，反而是很乐意的去行善。
Not only did not show that they are not willing, but they're more than happy to show their generosity.
其实在我们的生活当中，这种难以形容的恩赐其实应该有很多。
In our daily life,This type of indescribable gift, there are many.
今天晚上我想要来提另外的一点。
So tonight I would like to talk about a different gift.
也是在哥林多后书里头。
It is also mentioned in the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书七章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.
因为按着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救但世俗的忧愁是叫人死
Verse 10 Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leads no regret but worldly sorrow brings death
另外一种难以形容的恩赐啊，就是这里所说的依着神的意思来忧愁。
So another type of indescribable gift, according to here, is according to God's will, to have sorrow, and that's a godly sorrow.
这个忧愁是我们生活当中一个负面的字，一个大家所不喜欢的字眼跟情形。
Sorrow often relates us to think of a more negative turn.
啊，但是在这里。保罗所提到的这个依着神的意思忧愁，这就是一个难以形容的恩赐。
But here, when Paul talks about the godly sorrow, here is describing an indescribable gift.
当医生能够对一个病人的病做了正确的诊断。
When a doctor is able to tell the illness of a patient.
这不等于说这个病人他得医治了。
It does not necessarily mean the patient has been healed.
但是这个正确的诊断却很有价值。
But to be able to accurately tell the illness in itself is a value.
当一个人他意识到他在某一方面是有缺陷的。
When one learns that they have their lack,
那不等于他就在那一方面他就富足了。
It does not mean that they have sufficient in, they will be sufficient in that area.
但是这个能够让这个人在那一方面更多的努力，或许他以后会成功。
But that person will come to learn that they need to strive harder in that area, and maybe one day they will succeed.
这个依着神的意思来忧愁，有类似的意思，同样的效果。
Meaning is carried to the godly sorrow.
照着神的意思来忧愁，会让我们为罪来忧伤。
To sorrow according to God's will allows us to sorrow over our sins.
一个人会为了他的不完全的行为来忧伤。
Because one will sorrow over its imperfectness.
这个雅各书里头说到，知道好而没有去做，就是罪。
Because in the book of James tells us that if we know it's good and we don't do it, then that is sin.
我们为那个我们应该做而没有做的，我们来忧愁。
So we should sorrow over those things that we should have done, but we have not done.
在神的国里头有好多的事工需要去做，去完成。
In the kingdom of God, there are many holy work that needs to be done and complete.
我们有时候好像这不关我们的事，我们为这样来忧愁。
And many times we feel that that has nothing to do with us, but then we sorrow over it.
这个为什么说这种忧愁是一种恩赐呢？
But why do we say such type of godly sorrow is an indescribable gift?
所谓的圣经里头所说的这个恩赐，意思就是从神来的。
In the Bible, when it tells us about gift, it refers to something that comes from God.
所以这种忧愁是从神来的。
So this type of sorrow also comes from God.
那是我们从圣经来看，它是如何来的呢？
So based on the Bible, let us take a look at how did it came to be.
从这个哥林多后书里头来看，好像是保罗这个责备纠正这些信徒，让他们有这种忧愁。
Based on 2 Corinthians, this sorrow came to be because Paul rebuked the members of church in the church of Corinth.
这个是从人的角度来看。
And that is from the perspective of man.
但是在这个背后，它事实是怎样呢？
But behind that, what is the reality?
请看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章第二节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 2.
我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
Romans chapter 2, verse 2. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth.
第二节，你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的，却和别人一样。你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Verse 3. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them, and yet do the same thing, do you think you will escape God's judgment?
第四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐、 不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Verse 4, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?
哦，这里讲到说，一个人他为什么会悔改？
Here talks about why would someone repent?
哦，这里说是因为他的恩慈，神的恩慈而带领人悔改。
Here says it's due to the kindness of man that leads to one to repent.
所以保罗说依着神的意思来忧愁而 带来人的这种悔改。
So Paul tells us that when we sorrow over God's will, then that will lead us to repentance.
其实在这里头是有神的恩慈。
And in itself shows the kindness of God.
哦，真正让人悔改的是因为神恩慈的带领。
But the true reason that leads us to repentance is due to the kindness of God.
所以我们这个一个人的悔改啊，在人生当中是很重要的一件事情。
So repentance itself is very important in one's life.
哦，那我们看到这个顺序是先有神的恩慈，然后有人的悔改。
So here allows us to see the sequence is first having there's a kindness of God that leads us towards repentance.
哦，因为有神的恩慈，所以人的心被感动。
Because there's a kindness of God that moves man's heart.
哦，悔改对一个要 要认识主耶稣的人是很重要的。
Repentance for someone who wants to know God is very important.
啊，悔改对每一个基督徒来讲也是很重要的。
And repentance for every Christian is also very important.
哦，所以我们记得这个顺序。
So let us remember this sequence.
先有神的恩慈，然后带来人的悔改。
Because first there's the kindness of God that brings the repentance of man.
请参考路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章六十节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 60.
六十节，彼得说：“你这个人，我不晓得你说的是什么。”
Verse 60.
正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
Verse 60, Peter replied, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed.
这是彼得第三次否认耶稣。
This is the third time that Peter denied Jesus Christ.
61节，主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。
Verse 61, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.
62节，他就出去痛哭。
62, and he went outside and wept bitterly.
彼得为他刚才的行为，他觉得非常的啊，非常的懊悔。
Peter regrets for his previous behaviors.
啊，甚至他痛哭了。
To the point that he wept bitterly.
哦，不但是因为他想起主耶稣所说的话，更是因为主耶稣回头看他。
Not only because he remembered what Jesus Christ just told him, but more because the Lord turned and looked at him.
啊，主耶稣看他应该不是那一种愤怒的看他。
Jesus Christ did not turn and look angrily at Peter.
哦，主耶稣看他应该是那种充满着怜悯的看他。
But instead, he looked at him with mercy.
主耶稣知道彼得的害怕，彼得的软弱。
Because Jesus Christ understands Peter's frightness and his weakness.
哦，主耶稣也跟彼得说过，我已经为你祷告了。
The Lord also told Peter that I have prayed for you.
哦，所以有主耶稣的恩慈 在先，才有这个时候彼得的悔改。
Because it was first the kindness of Lord Jesus Christ followed the repentance of Peter.
哦，所以我们要引领一个人在神的面前来认罪悔改。
So for us to lead someone to repent before God.
哦，我们一定要让他 来认识来尝到神的恩慈。
We first must lead them to experience the kindness of God.
这样才能够真正来启动人那一种照着神的意思来忧伤。
And through this way, then we can motivate one's heart to weep and repent.
人如果有这一种照着神的意思来忧伤，他也才能够在神面前有真正的悔改。
And when one has that godly sorrow, then one can have true repentance.
所以我们在带领人啊，我们一定要将神的恩慈来向他表明，甚至来让他体验。
So when we're leading someone, we need to show them the kindness of God and allow them to understand.
那什么是神的恩慈美好？
So what is God's kindness? What is His goodness?
神这纯正的律法，纯正的话语，就是神的恩慈，神的美好。
The truth of God is the kindness of God.
我们请参考尼希米记第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
旧约圣经605页，尼希米记第八章第一节。
The book of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请准文士以斯拉将神借着摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
Verse 1. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel.
这以色列人他们已经把耶路撒冷的城墙盖好了。
Here, the Israelites had just finished rebuilding the city walls of Jerusalem.
现在他们聚集，他们要听这个律法书。
Now they gathered, wanting to listen to the law of Moses.
十三节
，verse 13。
次日，众民的族长、祭司、利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。
Verse 13. On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe to give attention to the words of the law.
这里说他们是很用心的、留心的来听这个律法书上的话。
Here says that they listened carefully to the words of the law.
十八节
Verse 18.
从头一天直到末一天，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。
Verse 18. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the 8th day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly.
这里 讲到他们这样连续的来聆听这个 神的律法。
Here says that day after day, they read from the book of law.
第九节
Verse 9.
这月二十四日，以色列人聚集进食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
Chapter 9, verse 1. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and having dust on their heads.
第二节，以色列人就与一切外邦人离节，站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
Verse 2. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood in their place and confessed their sins and the weakness of their fathers.
第三节，那日的四分之一站在自己的地方，念主他们神的律法书，又有四分之一认罪，敬拜主他们的神。
Verse 3, they stood where they were and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day, and spent another quarter in confession and in worshiping the Lord their God.
当人来面对着神这纯全的律法，人会被感动，人会悔改。
When man comes before the truth of God, the laws of God, then one will be moved and they will lead to repentance.
当人学习了神的话语，人会发现自己的行为是不对的。
When one comes to learn the words of God, then they will come to learn that their behavior is wrong.
人会为自己的行为来忧伤，而在神的面前来悔改。
And then that person will be willing to sorrow over their behaviors and willing to repent before God.
现代的人是很不容易来认错的。
People nowadays is very hard to ask them to admit of their mistake.
但是我们常常在教会里头能够看到人的这种忧伤痛悔的心以及表现。
But in church, we often see how many people have a sorrowful heart and repent over their behaviors.
这是一种难以想象、难以形容的神的恩典。
And that itself is an indescribable and unthinkable gift from God.
因为神的恩慈、神的美好引领人来悔改。
Because the kindness and the goodness of God leads men to repentance.
请再参考撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章第七节。
2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7.
第七节，拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人，主以色列的神如此说：我高你做以色列王，救你脱离扫罗的手。”
Verse 7, then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: I anointed you king over Israel, and I deliver you from the hand of Saul."
这个大卫犯了错。
Here, David has committed mistake.
这个拿单要带领他带领大卫。来悔改。
And Nathan wants to lead David to repentance.
所以拿单也是用神的恩慈来引领大卫。
So here Nathan leads David through the kindness of God.
拿单讲了一段故事。
And Nathan told David a story.
然后再一次的来提醒大这个神在大卫身上的恩慈跟美好。
And once again reminded King David of the mercy and grace that God has shown upon him.
十三节
，Verse 13，
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪神了。”拿单说：“神已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”
Verse 13， Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die."
一个国王要承认他的错，这是比平常人还要难的。
For a king to admit of his own mistake is even harder than an ordinary man.
但是大卫王他能够在人在神面前来承认他的罪。
But David was able to admit of his own sin before God and before man.
这是一种难以形容的恩典。
And that is an indescribable gift.
这是因为有神的恩慈来带领。
And all this is due to the kindness and guidance of God.
所以我们要带领人去看到神的荣耀，看到神的爱。
So when we lead someone to see the glory and the love of God,
我们自己也要常常来仰望神的荣耀，来思想神的爱。
We ourselves need to also often reflect upon the kindness and love of God.
这样子我们才能够有这在我们的生活当中会有这种。难以形容的恩赐。
And only through this path, we also can have that indescribable gift.
这就是为什么我们常常会提到神的拣选。
This is also why we often talked about the selection of God.
这就是为什么我们常常要去提到神的救赎。
This is also why we often talked about the salvation of God.
这就是为什么我们要常常去提到神的赦罪。
This is also why we often talked about the forgiveness from God.
这就是为什么我们要常常去提到，因为主耶稣的宝血让我们称义。
This is also the reason why we often talked about the blood of Jesus Christ that enable us to be righteous.
那我们有这么多的恩典，但是我们常常是过着没有感恩的生活。
We have so much blessing and grace, but we often live a life without grace nor blessing.
神总是想尽办法的要爱我们。
God thinks of many ways to love us.
但是人总是轻看神的爱。
But man, we often look down upon the love of God.
我们请参考马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 23。
马太福音二十七章三十七节。二十三章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 37.
三十七节，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
哦，这是人对神的爱常常有的表现。
This is often the love that man shows God.
哦，人轻看拒绝神的爱。
Men often look down, despise,And rejects the love of God.
我们要引领人去看到这一个层面。
But we need to lead men to see this level.
在我们信仰上做反省的时候，我们要去留意这一个层面。
When we reflect upon our own spirituality, this is an aspect we need to pay attention to.
这样子才可以带给我们那种难以形容的恩赐。
And only through this way, then can bring us indescribable gift.
就是在神的面前有那真正的悔改。
And to have that true repentance before God.
再请参考耶利米书二十三章。
Also turn to the book of Jeremiah, verse chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三节，主说：“我岂为近处的神呢？不也为远处的神吗
？”Verse 23. And I only a God nearby, declares the Lord.
二十四节，神说：“人岂能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他呢？”神说：“我岂不充满天地吗
？”And not a God far away, verse 24. Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord.Do not I feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord.
这神充满着天地，这就是神的爱，这就是神的能力，神的恩典。
God fills heaven and earth in itself, that is the power of God, the love of God, and the grace of God.
那今天我们蒙神的拣选，我们就是生活在这样的一个恩典里头。
And today, we have been chosen by God, therefore we live in such grace.
我们随时随地的都能够跟神来团契。
And in anywhere we are or anytime, we can have fellowship with God.
这是神的恩慈，这是神的美好。
And that is the kindness of God. That is the goodness of God.
一个有常常总是有神同在的人，但是他的生活里头却没有平安，没有喜乐。
If someone, declares that God always abides with them, but they do not have peace nor joy.
我照着圣经来看，这是一个事实，因为神充满天地。
But according to the Bible, it says that God fills heaven and earth, and what the statement, it is real.
所以我们每一个人被拣选的，我们是生活在随时随地有神同在的生活。
So we who have been chosen, we live in a time that God exists everywhere and anytime.
但是我们想想看，我们的生活真的有表现出那种神同在的平安跟喜乐吗
？But in our life, do we truly express that God abides with us?
这是一个让我们去好好的思想的一个。一个项目。
This is what we should reflect upon.
神的恩慈已经在我们的生活里头。
God's grace is already in our lives.
但是我们却忽略了神的恩慈。
But we neglected the grace of God.
我们却还是为很多事情在自己做打算，自己做烦恼。
Many times we still make the call for ourselves and we plan of our lives.
好像神没有在我们当中。
As if God is not among us.
好像神没有在带领。
As if God is not leading us.
其实神在我们当中，神愿意来带领。
But God is among us and He is willing to lead us.
只是我们常常拒绝了神的爱， 拒绝了神的带领。
But often we rejected of God's guidance, we rejected of God's love.
哦，神的恩慈要带领我们来悔改。
And God's kindness will lead us towards repentance.
哦，所以我们要求圣灵打开我们的心。
Therefore, we should ask Holy Spirit to open up our hearts.
哦，让我们再一次的去看到神的恩慈，神的美好。
So that once again we can see the goodness and kindness from God.
请看约伯记42章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 42.
约伯记42章第五节。
The book of Job, chapter 42, verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Verse 5, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
第六节，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Verse 6, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
这也是约伯在他人生的这个试炼当中的一个转捩点。
This is the turning point of Job's tribulation.
第五节说，我现在亲眼看见你。
Verse 5, he says that now I have seen you with my own eyes.
他看见了神的恩慈。
He has seen God's kindness.
他看见了神的美好。
He has seen God's goodness.
所以第六节
Verse 6,
他就在尘土和炉灰中来懊悔。
Therefore, Job repented in dust and ashes.
所以我们要帮助别人，也要帮助自己。总是来看见，来思想神的恩慈，神的美好。
So when we are willing to help others, we also need to help ourselves and think about the grace and goodness of God.
这样子，我们在信仰上，我们才能够来更长进，有所突破。
Only this way, spiritually, we can grow more mature.
因为神的恩慈是领我们来做悔改。
Because God's grace is what leads us towards repentance.
那我们再来谈，那什么是为罪来忧伤跟悔改呢？
So now we're going to talk about what does it mean to repent for our sins.
我们很努力的来看见，来体验神的恩慈跟美好。
We try very hard to understand the goodness and kindness of God.
我就是为了要带来真正的为罪来忧伤跟悔改。
In order to bring true repentance to our sins.
我们不能够只是觉得忧伤而已。
We shouldn't only feel sorrow.
我们要进一步的有那真正的悔改。
We should step that extra step and feel that repentance as well.
那什么是真正的悔改？
And what does it mean to have true repentance?
我们深深的为了我们的罪来觉得恐慌。
Is to fear of our sins.
请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音五章第八节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
这个彼得在主耶稣的面前，他觉得非常的惶恐。
Here, Simon Peter feared before the Lord.
他觉得他很不配。
He felt that he was not worthy.
所以他说，主啊，你离开我。
Therefore, he said to Jesus Christ, Go away from me.
我是一个罪人。
For I am a sinful man.
当他有这样子一个这么深切的这种悔改。
When he has such a deep repentance.
主耶稣没有弃绝他。
Lord Jesus Christ did not reject him.
主耶稣反而是接纳他。
Instead, he accepted him.
主耶稣说，你来跟从我。
Instead, Jesus Christ said to Simon, Follow me.
那个真正的悔改就是立志完全的来改过。
A true repentance is to make that determination to change.
请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
十九章第八节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 8。
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
这个撒该啊，他看见了，他体验到了主耶稣的恩慈。
Zacchaeus has experienced and he himself has seen the kindness of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的恩慈带领他悔改。
And the kindness of Lord Jesus Christ had led him towards repentance.
那这个撒该的悔改是他立志完全的改变他过去的错误。
And the repentance of Zacchaeus is that he determined to correct himself from his past mistakes.
真正的悔改就是立志来过着一个顺服的生活。
A true repentance is to determine to live an obedient life.
在使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
当时的人看见听见圣灵降临。
The members, they heard and experienced the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
所以又听了彼得的解释。
And heard the explanation from Peter.
所以他们问彼得说，那我们应该怎么行？
So they asked Peter, what should we do now?
彼得叫他们要悔改信耶稣受洗。
Peter told them that now you have to repent, believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized.
这个圣灵就是神的恩典。
The Holy Spirit is the grace of God.
这圣灵就是神的恩慈，神的美好。
And the Holy Spirit is the kindness and goodness of God.
所以圣灵带领这些人来悔改。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit had led those people to repentance.
那这些人他们真正的悔改。
And so therefore, those people show their repentance.
他们立志过着顺服的生活。
They determined to live a life of obedience.
请看使徒行传二章四十二节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 48.
42节。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
所以保罗他虽然是写信来责备来纠正哥林多的信徒。
Even though Paul wrote letters to correct, rebuke the members in the church of Corinth.
但是在保罗的动机以及他的字里行间里头，其实是充满着神的爱。
But within Paul's rebuke and the letters of Paul feels the love of God.
他很用心的来引领这些弟兄姐妹来再一次的思想神的恩慈，神的美好。
Paul very carefully guided the brothers and sisters to once again reflect upon the love of Jesus Christ.
结果他们就有这种依着神的这个照着神的意思来忧愁。
And therefore, the members, they have sorrow according to God's will.
那这种忧愁带来了他们真正的悔改。
And that sorrow led them to a true repentance.
那这种悔改带来了很大的功效。
And that repentance have brought great works.
让他们的心地也能够宽大。
So they can open up their hearts.
所以更能够来接受劝勉。
And they can more willingly accept people's correction.
也来帮助他们灵性更长进。
And to help them to grow spiritually mature.
来帮助他们能够胜过他们所处的环境。
So they can overcome their environment.
也让周遭的人一起得安慰，得着喜乐。
And not only so, allow people around them to obtain that joy.
最后我们再看回哥林多前后书第七章。
Lastly, let's turn back to 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 7.
哥林多后书七章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10。
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Verse 10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
这里讲到最大的功效就是让人能够得救。
here say that the greatest work to our godly sorrow is salvation.
这个是我们每一个人的目标，也是我们在带领人的一个目标。
That is our goal and also the goal for those who we are leading.
那如何能够达到这个得救的目标？
But how can we achieve the goal of salvation?
就是要有这一个依着神的意思的忧愁。
Is to have that sorrow according to God's will.
那带来那一种真正的悔改。
Which will lead us to true repentance.
那不是责备的，而是让人来看见、来体验神的恩慈跟神的美好。
It is not to rebuke, but for them to see the true goodness, kindness, and love of God.
恩慈在先，然后才会有真正的悔改。
There's first kindness, and follow is a true repentance.
我们一起唱诗435。
Please sing hymn 435.
我们唱两。